Well, gentlemen, last month I recommended Suburban Gas, and like I always say, your gas is as good as mine. Nevertheless, I think I brought it in around 58. Suburban Gas. Well, it's one of two leading distributors of liquefied petroleum gas in the West Coast states. It also distributes the same product in extensive areas of the Rocky Mountain area, also in the southeastern portion of the country in Georgia. It sold wholesale-like in British Columbia and is entering the Midwestern market. Now, the company's fast sales and earnings growth of the past decade, aided by acquisitions and the increase in LP gas use, the LP here doesn't mean long playing, of course, is impressive and is expected to be extended. The stock, with a proposed 2-for-1 split, carries a good measure of appeal. Recently, a special meeting of stockholders was called, and it just happened a couple weeks ago, March 7th to be exact, to vote on an increase in authorized shares of $4 million to provide for a proposed 2-for-1 split. Subject to approval by the California Corporation Commission, the split would become effective on March 17th, which is 2 days from now. The company will acquire Royal Natural Gas Company, Ludlow, Kentucky, in mid-February for approximately $3,500,000 in cash. Royal serves some 45,000 customers. A further substantial rise in sales of Suburban Gas is expected for fiscal 1961 to around $21 million. The cold winter weather is contributing to the factor. The November 1960 DeKalb and February 1961 Royal Natural Gas acquisitions added some $1 million and $2,500,000 respectively to annual sales. Overall margins may not improve, as the volume gain would indicate, since about half of this year's sales increases will be in the wholesale volumes, where margins are not as favorable as in retail sales. The well-defined rise in consumption of liquefied petroleum gas is expected to continue in line with expansion of population in suburban and ranching areas of the West Coast and Rocky Mountain states. Further acquisitions, 28 to be exact, 28 distributors in the past 2.5 years, are likely. Sales and other operating income in the first 6 months of 60-61 advanced 27.5% from a year earlier. The gain partly reflected the major entry into the wholesale LP gas business with the May 2, 1960 acquisition of the Collar Gas Companies. However, profit margins narrowed because of some fairly heavy non-recurring expense in connection with the new underground storage facility, and the gain in operating income was held to 11%. With the depreciation provision 14% higher, pre-tax net was ahead 10% after provision for federal income taxes at 37.5% in both the periods. Earnings before minority interest charges were up about 10%, with no provision for minority interest in the current period against $10,577 net income, gained 13% to 0.33% a share from 29 cents. As far as earnings are concerned, let's take it back to July of 1961. The earnings weren't too good, to be specific, and July and October showed approximately 8 cents to a quarter, which shows not too much rise. However, the statistics for the past few months show a tremendous rise in Suburban Gas. So that's my story on Suburban Gas, and I'm sure Little Tums will take care of the gas. Nevertheless, with all the statistics, it's just a matter of, let me put it this way, gentlemen, I got a good tip. Let's buy Suburban Gas. Thank you.